Hello, I'm Garrett Halbert, and I'm one of the pastoral interns at Christ Memorial Church, and this morning we're looking at what Proverbs 27 has to say about friendship. Now, I want to ask you, what are some of the characteristics of a true friend that come to your mind? Is it that they make you laugh, that you enjoy being around them, or is it that you have a lot in common with them? Well, Proverbs 27, starting in verse 5, says, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy." And in verse 9, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel." We see here that friendships are judged by the ability to counsel and correct. I'm sure not many of us would have giver of correction in our top five characteristics of a friend. Yet Proverbs is teaching us that true friendship is characterized by a love that is able to both give and receive counsel and correction. Love in friendship is that willingness to lay down the natural bent towards self-preservation and speak boldly to a friend in need. And Jesus is that friend more than any other. John 15 tells us that Jesus is the quintessential friend who said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." The greatest help any of us has ever experienced is that Jesus laid his life down for us at our moment of greatest need, that need of reconciliation before a holy God. Now you may wonder, how does laying down his life relate to a friend giving counsel and correction? Well, the answer is that the good news of Jesus laying down his life, dying on the cross for sin, and raising from the dead is a message that stands to correct us of our self-righteousness, counsels us to abandon our lives, convicts us of our bondage to sin, calls us to salvation, and commands us to love fellow believers as he loved us. Jesus is the friend of our soul who tells us that we are wrong. And not only that, gives the sweet counsel to find salvation in him from the power and the penalty of sin. As an old hymn goes, "A friend of Jesus, oh what bliss, that one so vile as I should ever have a friend like this." Most of the things we use as a rubric for friendship really don't measure up. But when we let wisdom teach us of true friendship, we will begin to develop deeper friendships with one another in the church. And more importantly, we will see Jesus, a friend of sinners, nearer than any other.